Not long after he had returned to the White House today, President Bush played host to a group of congressional leaders from both parties. It was a previously scheduled event intended for the president to report on his just-completed trip to Russia and other parts of the former Soviet Union. The president told reporters beforehand that he had enjoyed his trip, but he would not take any questions, and the meeting itself was not open to the media. But we have some idea of what they may have been talking about, and NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner joins us now to talk about the agenda. First, David, there had been a question as to whether House Majority Leader Tom DeLay would show up. He sure did.
He sure did, Robert, and he postponed indefinitely the weekly pen and pad-only news conference that he was to have held this afternoon here at the Capitol in order to go over to the White House. And had he held that press conference, there likely would have been questions about the likelihood of a House ethics panel probe of recent allegations against DeLay, most of them having to do with foreign travel he did that involved a lot of golfing. And about new moves by Speaker Dennis Hastert to have the Ethics Committee come up with some kind of arrangement to give a pre-approval to travel being planned by House members. But, you know, the buzz here today has to do with the big testimonial dinner tomorrow evening for DeLay that's being organized by the American Conservative Union. It's costing $250 a plate, and 900 people are expected to attend, a kind of who's who of conservative activists and operatives. Now, this might all be as worrisome as it is reassuring to DeLay, since one sure sign you're in trouble in Washington is when testimonial dinners are being organized on your behalf.
Well, I'll remember that. Another subject, the president has been pressing for confirmation of 7 appeals court judicial nominations that he made in his first term, nominees who were blocked by filibusters. There was talk of a deal on this. Is the talk dead?
I think basically it is. There were offers by both Majority Leader Frist, Minority Leader Reid, and also some side efforts, but they don't seem to be going anywhere, and I think that at this point everybody is girding for battle.
There had been some efforts, though, to put together 6 Republicans and 6 Democrats, enough to block a filibuster or block a majority, one way or the other. Not going anywhere?
I don't think so. I think the real problem is that if the 6 Democrats are to sign on to such a deal, they would want some of the most objectionable federal court nominees to drop out. And Republicans say no, every single one of them has to have an up or down vote. And I think they're stuck on that one.
So let's assume there is no deal. What happens?
Well, it looks like nuclear war Senate style. Republican Leader Frist announced yesterday he's made up his mind that as soon as the Senate finishes with the highway bill, which, by the way, a veto-proof majority of the Senate voted today to increase by $11 billion, more than what the White House wants. Frist is going to start bringing some of President Bush's earlier filibustered and then renominated circuit judge candidates to the Senate floor for votes. Probably sometime next week, they'll probably be filibustered there by Democrats. And Democratic Leader Harry Reid is saying, well, bring it on. And he's counting on Frist not finding 49 other Republican senators who'd be willing to vote to do away with judicial filibusters, since 50 votes are needed, plus the possible tie-breaking vote of Vice President Cheney to uphold a motion that would effectively ban judicial filibusters.
Right. And then what might the fallout be from that if we have nuclear war Senate style?
Well, I don't think the fallout would likely be the total shutdown of the Senate by irate Democrats that Republicans have warned may happen. Instead, it will probably be a lot of very slow walking of some of the administration's remaining legislative priorities, such as putting caps on medical malpractice suits and restructuring Social Security. But I'd assume that before Frist pulls the trigger on the nuclear option next week, he would want the Senate to vote on the nomination of John Bolton to be UN ambassador to the United Nations. Now, before that happens, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee is meeting tomorrow to vote on whether Bolton should be recommended for confirmation. And there are some doubts about whether 4 Republicans on the committee are going to vote in favor of Bolton or not. If one of them defects, that would be enough to keep the committee from giving a positive recommendation for Bolton to be voted on in the Senate. But it appears that Republicans have decided that whatever the committee does tomorrow, and it does look like the committee is going to meet, Democrats think that they have a Republican who might join them in voting against Bolton, that Bolton would go to the Senate floor for a vote and he'd prevail.
Okay. Bolton. Then we have the conflict over the judicial nominations. Where would that leave if indeed we see legislation being slow-walked through the Senate after next week? Where would that leave, say, Social Security overhaul?
Well, I think that Social Security is in rough shape already. I think it would be in even worse shape if there were nuclear war on the Senate floor.
David, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's NPR's David Wellner speaking to us from the Capitol.